couple weeks ago, my wife, we were in the car, and she asked me a question. She said, I got a Bible question for you. I said, okay. She said, so what exactly was it about, with Cain and Abel, what exactly was it about Cain's offering that was not acceptable? She said, when you just kind of read it, it sounds like, well, how come Abel's was acceptable, but Cain's was not? What was the difference? And it really is a very good question. So let's read the text. This is in Genesis chapter 4. It says, now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, I've acquired a man from the Lord. Then she bore again, this time, his brother Abel. Now Abel was the keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you so angry? Why is your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you. But you should rule over it. Then the Lord said to Cain, Now Cain talked to Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. And the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel, your brother? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. And so we know it goes on, and there was a curse put on Cain. So the question is, well, why was it that Cain's sacrifice, Cain's offering to God was not acceptable, and yet Abel's was? Well, part of the reason, when you stop and think about this, and there's also just really cool to understand that this is one of those, it's one story. It's in the fourth chapter of the entire Bible. And we don't talk about Cain and Abel. That's, you know, pretty much the story is done pretty quickly. But the significance and the importance of that story is monumental. And so the question to ask, well, why was Cain's offering not respected by God, while Abel's offering was respected by God? And the reason it's so important is because it really speaks to us through all the ages. In fact, if you look in the book of Hebrews, in Hebrews, this is talking about, and we'll come back to this, in Hebrews chapter 11, this is the chapter that everybody calls, you know, the Faith Hall of Fame, because the author of Hebrews goes through all of the different men throughout the history of human race, the history of mankind, the history of faith, the men who were great in the faith. And one of the very first things. So Hebrews chapter 11 starts off, and this is talking about faith and what faith is, and here's how it begins. So the author of Hebrews talks about faith. And then here's the first example that he gives. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and being dead, yet speaketh. All right, so that's what it says in the King James. Listen to that same verse in the Amplified Bible. Prompted and actuated by faith, Abel brought God a better, more acceptable sacrifice than Cain. So here's the first thing that we know. Important to understand, here's the difference between Cain's and Abel's offerings. Abel, his offering was offered by faith. Now remember that, because we'll come back to that in a minute. Prompted and actuated by faith, Abel brought God a better, more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, because of which it was testified of him that he was righteous. So because of the fact that Abel offered God his offering in faith, because of that, it was counted as righteous. In other words, it was respected by God. God accepted it. That he was upright in right standing with God. Abel was upright and right standing with God because of the offering that he gave God, and it was an offering of faith. Okay, remember those things. And we'll go back and look at the actual story again in a moment. And God bore witness, that's important, God bore witness. In other words, God is making a statement here saying, this is the example. This is what it should be. I'm bearing witness to the fact that this is proper, right? This is faith. And this is what he's going to count as being upright and being in right standing with God. So remember that also. And Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4 also then ends by saying, and though he died, and we just read that, we know that Cain killed Abel, and even though Abel died, yet through the incident, he is still speaking. Through that, he is still speaking. Okay, remember all those things. Now, there's another place that the story of Cain and Abel is referred to in the New Testament. And we find this in 1 John chapter 3 in verse number 12. And this is talking about love. And it says, and not be like Cain. Now remember, Cain is the one who killed Abel. Cain is the one who had the offering to God that was not accepted. He's the one that killed Abel, his brother, who had the offering that was offered by faith, that was acceptable to God, that proved his right standing, that he was in right standing with God, and that God bore witness to. So Cain is the one who killed Abel. He says, John says, and don't be like, and not be like Cain, who took his nature and got his motivation from the evil one and slew his brother. Why did he slay him? Because his deeds, activities, works were wicked and malicious, and his brothers were righteous and virtuous. All right, so then this still leaves us with the question. So it's clear that Cain's sacrifice and Cain's actions were not of faith. They were not accepted. And even by this, we understand that his actions were motivated by the enemy. And they were malicious. They were wicked and malicious compared to Abel's, who was virtuous. So what exactly? So knowing that Cain's sacrifice to God was referred to as wicked and malicious and motivated by the devil, well, let's go back and look at the story and find out what exactly was it that Cain did that was malicious? What was the motivation that was malicious and wicked that made his offering rejected by God? Well, if you go back and look at the story, Genesis chapter 4, verse number 4. And Abel brought the firstborn. I'm sorry, let's go back to verse 3. In the course of time, Cain brought the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground. Now, we know from the other references we looked at in both 1 John and in Hebrews, we know that the offering that Cain gave was malicious. It was wicked. It was motivated by the Lord. But all we know from the story, from the account in Genesis, is that Cain brought an offering of fruit of the ground. Well, that's our first key to understanding what's wrong with the offering that Cain brought to God. Cain brought an offering from the fruit of the ground. Abel brought an offering from the firstborn of his flock and of the fat portions. And the Lord had respect and regard for Abel and for his offering. He did not for Cain. Here's the difference. If you go back to verse number 2, it says, and next she gave birth to Abel. Now, Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. So Cain, his job was tilling the ground. This is coming right on the heels. These are the children of Eve. So we are not that too far removed. We're very close to the time that Adam and Eve had been removed from the Garden of Eden. So there was sin because of sin. What was part of the results of sin was the curse that came upon man and the curse that was upon the entire world. In fact, we know that because of the actions of Adam and Eve, God even says the ground itself is cursed. Now, God's very specific about that. The ground was cursed because of sin. Now, God said that man would work the soil, but the soil was cursed. So here's what Cain is doing. Cain is a tiller of the soil. That doesn't mean he's cursed because he's tilling the soil. Man is supposed to work the earth. That's his responsibility. The responsibility that Abel had was taking care of the flock. Here's the difference, and here's the difference of the motivation. And this is a truth that we see in chapter 4 of Genesis that is true throughout the entire Bible and is still true today. Here's the difference between Cain's offering to God and Abel's offering to God. Cain is taking that which he has worked. This is the produce of his own hand. He has taken the seeds, he's planted the seeds, he's tilled the soil, he's prepared it, he's cared for it, and then he's harvested it. These are the works of his own hand. It's what he's supposed to do, but what he's doing is taking his works, the things that he has done, and he's offering his works to God. In other words, he is presenting his offering to God from his own work. He's trusting in his own abilities, his own hand. Conversely, his brother Abel is taking, he's the one that tends the flock. So he's taking one of the flock. He's taking one of the flock, which represents, and this is the firstborn of the flock. And he's offering the firstborn of the flock. Can you see the difference? Two things to point out. Two things to see clearly here. Cain is trusting in his own ability. Cain is trusting in his own works of his own efforts to be righteous, his own efforts to be presentable and accepted by God. Cain is trusting in his own abilities to be presented and acceptable before God. Abel is not trusting in himself. He is trusting in the blood of the lamb. He's trusting in the sacrifice offering, the blood, because there has to be blood. When there is, this is exactly what Romans says. And this is what the whole Bible shows us. Where there is sin, sin leads to death. The penalty for sin is death. There has to be blood. There has to be a blood offering for sin. Grain's not going to do it, and using your own abilities, presenting your own handiwork, is not enough. But Abel, in a foreshadow of exactly what God would do through his own son, Jesus, because Abel takes the firstborn of the flock, he's taking the firstborn of the sheep, representing the firstborn of God, representing the Son of God, and he's offering that sheep. This is a foreshadow. It's knowing and understanding. Abel understands. He can do nothing to make himself righteous and worthy to stand before God, but he offers the firstborn of the flock, the sacrifice of blood. Abel understands there's nothing he can do to make himself worthy or righteous, that he is only righteous through the blood of the Lamb, through the blood of the firstborn, the Son of God. Now, we don't know at what level Abel fully understood, but you can certainly get an inclination that Abel is understanding, that there's some kind of understanding of what God's plan would be. But Abel clearly understood he could do nothing to make himself worthy. He could do nothing to make himself acceptable to God. He could not. Cain thought that he could. And as a result, Cain then allowed the enemy. Once his offering was rejected, and then please note, God did not reject Cain. He rejected his offering. He didn't reject Cain. We'll come back to that in a second. But with the understanding now that we see that Cain offered a sacrifice of his own hands, he was trusting in his abilities to make himself acceptable to the Lord, presenting himself as righteous enough to be before the Lord by his own works. He's trusting in works, whereas brother Abel is trusting in the Lord. Now, with that in mind, let's go back and read again. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 4. Prompted and actuated by faith, Abel brought God a better and more acceptable sacrifice than did Cain. Because of faith, not because of works, not because of his actions, not because of what he could do. Because of faith in God, Abel, and not just faith in God, faith in God and the sacrifice that God would bring. Trust and faith in God, and as a foreshadowing of God's plan and his son coming to be the sacrifice for all sin, here we see Abel offering the firstborn of the flock. Prompted and actuated by faith, Abel brought God a better and more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, because of which it was testified. it was testified of him that he was righteous. In other words, God bore witness is what that's saying. God is bearing witness and saying, now that is righteousness, because you understand the consequences of sin and you understand your need for a Savior. And you have brought an offering that represents your understanding of your need for a Savior and the need, and your understanding of the plan that is going to come, my plan that I have for you through my Son Jesus. And God bore witness by accepting and acknowledging his gifts. And though he died, yet through the incident, he is still speaking. Why does the author of Hebrews say that through that incident, Abel, even though he died, is still speaking? Because that was the righteousness. All throughout the Old Testament, it would be that same shedding of blood to cover the sins of the people. It's an offering because there had to be a blood sacrifice. It was the animals who were substituting. Their blood was poured out to cover the sins of man. But all that foreshadowed Jesus, who would be the perfect sacrifice, man. God become flesh, God become man, who would shed his blood for mankind. So even today, all these thousands of years later, even today, the actions of Abel still speak to us. And yet he died, he is still speaking. Every time that we speak about Jesus Christ, we are speaking about the example. We are speaking about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It is what Abel in faith was able to see and believe and act in faith. He saw, he believed, and he acted in faith. And that is the difference. Now, if we go back to 1 John chapter 3, verse number 12, again we see, and we're not to be like Cain, who took his nature and got his motivation from the evil one. Anytime that we think that we can make ourselves worthy or acceptable, anytime we think that we can, we are good enough, we deny the sin and the price of sin. We elevate ourselves and we deny. We deny Christ himself and all that Christ did. And he slew his brother. Why did he slay him? Because his deeds, his activities and works were wicked and malicious, and his brothers were righteous. You see, what Abel had done, the offering he gave, backed by faith, was righteous. But Cain, presenting an offering that said, this is by my own hands, my own work makes me worthy, that was wicked, that was evil, that was unrighteous in all manner of thinking and understanding. This is the difference between Cain and Abel, and this is why the one's sacrifice is remembered even to this day. It is a powerful story and a powerful illustration.